Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
President Trump is beefing up his defense team ahead of the start of arguments in his impeachment trial next week.
CBS News correspondent Bill Rakoff joins us from Capitol Hill. So, Bill, who has the president brought aboard?
Well, as you know, Michael and Scott, we do have the two lead defenders, Pat Cipollone and Jay Sekulow, who have been associated with the president for a while. But some other names that we know now are going to be involved, maybe most notably that of Ken Starr. You'll recall that he was one of the ones that investigated President Clinton and went from a real estate deal in Whitewater to the Monica Lewinsky saga. He's being brought on, as is Alan Dershowitz, who is an expert in constitutional law. You've seen him on, no doubt, a number of TV programs over the years. He's very prolific with that. Robert Ray, who was also involved in the Clinton investigation. Those are a couple of names you might know. Pam Bondi, the former Florida Attorney General. CBS News is reporting that she's also part of the team. Now, she came aboard the administration a little while ago to serve as a public relations person to help try to put the spin out from the White House on the investigation. But now she's actually going to take a rather direct role. And a few other names, Jane Raskin, a fellow by the name of Michael Purpura, and Patrick Philbin rounding out that team. But they could add even more as they go along.
Bill, you mentioned the big name Ken Starr. Back in 1999, Donald Trump said this of Ken Starr. Let's listen.
I think Ken Starr is a lunatic. I really think that Ken Starr is a disaster. I hated the way the president handled it. It was a long and terrible process. I really think that Ken Starr was terrible.
All right, so 21 years later, what has changed?
Well, it's almost as if the old line, there's a tweet for everything, there's a soundbite for everything when it comes to this president. But he feels that Ken Starr comes well recommended. Now, by the way, you notice some names that aren't on here, the likes of some of the House members who've been defending him. There was some thought that Jim Jordan might be a part of this. But his advisors were telling him, no, go with these names. We need legal people, not necessarily people who are just good on television. So that's why you bring Ken Starr into this notion, Robert Ray, who wrapped up that Clinton investigation, and of course, Alan Dershowitz. Dershowitz, we're hearing, is bristling at being called a member of the Trump team. He says he is going to be there, and he's going to offer a constitutional defense of the president, but nothing more than that. So, again, you know, Ken Starr's presence is notable because of his past, but the president obviously feels, and maybe more importantly, his advisors feel, that he'll bring some experience to the process and also be able to argue the constitutional elements of this.
Bill, thanks for the update. CBS News correspondent Bill Rakoff on Capitol Hill.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.